This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Political Speech and Tax-Exempt Nonprofits. Freedom Path is a conservative advocacy organization, but it may have done advocacy groups of all flavors and persuasions a favor by challenging the U.S. Internal Revenue Service on the issue of fuzzy and non-existent standards for what determines political activity by a tax-exempt nonprofit organization. Freedom Path is classified as a 501c4 organization, which is a category largely for social welfare and advocacy groups. Freedom Path went to court to try and cut through the fog. In a recent decision in Freedom Path versus the IRS, a Biden-appointed federal judge ruled that the vagueness of the IRS definitions of political activity and political speech were impermissibly crossing the line into the unconstitutional. The judge added in his decision that the inscrutability of the regulations enabled selective enforcement, invoking the scandal of 15 years ago with Tea Party and some former Acorn affiliates who were denied C4 and C3 status stemming from this regulatory fog. Coupling this decision with Trump's magic wand wave to make religious organizations able to engage in political speech and endorsements from the pulpit could throw the doors wide open for nonprofits to speak and act more safely and publicly. Churches and others are accorded the more favorable 501c3 classification for nonprofits, allowing contributions to be tax deductible. The Freedom Path decision means that any of the instructions around C4 activity are now in limbo. These two whacks at IRS regulations and restrictions leave everything up in the air, I would think, even for C3 organizations. A former head of the Federal Election Commission believes that the FEC, not the IRS, should be the ones to regulate such speech, and that Congress needs to get on the stick and make this happen as the only ones that can sort this out. I'm not sure that any of them are really able. There's a folk wisdom inherited by many nonprofit managers that, along with extreme funder bias, has pushed self-censorship by exempt nonprofits for decades because the IRS has never clarified what percentage of support for such political speech and activity would be disqualifying. This meant that funders were overly cautious and excused supporting what they viewed as overly aggressive advocacy and organizing groups in order to protect their own tax exemption and their donors' tax benefits. Many organizations with the same C3 status did the same, but both essentially grabbed percentages out of the air that they reinterpreted as bright lines that couldn't be crossed. What percentage of expenditures of this sort were allowable? 5%, 8%, why not 20% or 49%, some might argue, as I can remember the discussion when I was on the board of the Tides Foundation and its family of organizations. No reason that I could see then or now. There was an even crazier restriction on something called grassroots lobbying, which was theoretically banned by exempt nonprofits. Who and what might be able to define and draw the line between presenting information, data, or reports and classifying such either as just the facts, ma'am, or, on the other hand, as such nebulously defined lobbying? This has all been a hot mess, mainly curbing speech and lying in the pockets of lawyers charging for advice. The cows are all out of the barn now, and it's unclear what it might take to round them up at this point. Not the IRS, which is hidden behind the barn door. And who would bet on how the Supreme Court might say this, but political speech and money have been left to run wild by them in many decisions in recent years. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.